Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I'd like to do a commentary on day 59. The Bible verses are Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31, and it reads, "Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." That's Isaiah 40, 30, 31. As I am growing older, I get enjoyment out of watching young people, and especially my grandchildren. And I have a big range of them too. And one thing that I failed to see when I was their age is that I was in the process of aging. My body ages, and there are some things in my body, regardless of how I might try to make sure that it doesn't hinder me, which is wonderful that God has given me that heart to do that. But there are things that are just wearing down, they're wearing out. And this I know is true, is that God is going to either take me to be with him at some point, he's going to take me home, or I will see the rapture. My body is either going to die or I will be taken up in the rapture. I believe that. I believe, you know, that one of those two things are going to happen. And in the meantime, what I want to do is to work for the Lord, because I keep before me what he has done for me. He has given me an amazing blessing to know him and to know the power of his resurrection, that death could not hold the living God. And the living God is my God. I went back over an old verse yesterday, and I was it was Deuteronomy 10:17, and it says, "For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribes." One of the ones that I had memorized, but to actually focus on that and to think about how amazing that truth is. You know, the Lord, my God, he's my God. And he's the God of God. He's the Lord of lords. He's great, and he's mighty, and he's awesome. He's awesome. So why do I let the devil's lies keep me from being excellent so that his name is known by more people, known by others, and they too will be singing his praises? And there are times, you know, that I have to remember that the devil's going to try to slow me down. And he's going to make me weary. Now, tiredness, like I said, tiredness happens sometimes. My body's just tired. But even in tiredness, I don't have that devastation that happens when I'm weary. Weary is at the edge of discouragement. And for me, it used to be in the edge of depression. You know, that, oh, this is just too much. I can't do it. No, that is not true. I belong to the Lord. And if I have committed my way to the Lord, it's not too much. Because this is what I know. God does not give me anything, call me into anything to do that he has not equipped me to do. So the bottom line is that I need to get back in touch in my heart. Is he calling me to do this? Is he calling me to do it? And once I am certain of that, in any given day, then I need to push forward and forget all the other stuff. Because sometimes and usually, weariness is thinking of some goal that I had in my own mind, but it wasn't God's goal. You know, I thought about yesterday when we were in the book of Acts. You know, and I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. You know, when Paul and Barnabas, I think it was the day before, they had made up their mind. I'm kind of confused now whether it was yesterday or today, so forget my musing. But they had made up their mind, Paul, I know it was Paul involved in it. I can't remember who was with him. But they were going to go to Asia. They wanted to go to Asia and spread the good news. But they kept hitting against walls. And they realized that the Spirit was keeping them from doing that. And over time, they realized that God was calling them not to Asia, but to Macedonia. And in Macedonia, when they came, they found it wasn't a synagogue, which meant that there were not. I think they needed 10 men, 10 Jewish men to make a synagogue. So it wasn't even a big community as far as that was concerned. But there were women who were prayerful, and they would meet at the water on Sabbath day, and they went down there, and that's where they found Lydia. And as they were preaching the gospel, they could see that she was open to the gospel. And just a beautiful thing that I want to remember. This is, we are all about the work of the Lord. When we hit against a wall or something, it's not meant for us to sit down and cry the blues, as my dad used to say. It is for us to look to the Lord. Where is he going to take us next? Kind of like what we had read about a month ago about Philip the evangelist. Boy, God was picking him up and putting him where he wanted them to be. And so let me pray that. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as it says in this reading, I am not in charge anymore. And I pray to remember that. I pray to have a surrender to you in this day. Working hard. I want to work hard when where you put me. Working hard for that. And not wasting time complaining about where I want to be or how I want things to be. There are many beautiful things that you have ready for me in this day. Help me to have the humility to let go and to wait on you, not with impatience, fret, because things don't seem to be unfolding at the rate that I would like them to be. And it's in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, that I pray. Amen.